anything you want. All you have to do is dial in to the toll-free number at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. You get to, if you like, control the content of the website. So if you find something online you think's fun, interesting, exciting, useful, newsworthy, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page of the site where it will receive votes. And it will either receive upvotes or downvotes. And the more upvotes it receives, the more likely it will be placed on the front page in the top of freetalklive.com. So go and get interactive with you in studio.
By the way, you can get your friends to come, sign up for accounts, and vote up your stories.
You could. You could very well do that. So anyway, here with the studio with you, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We're going to go to The Onion on last night's debate here in a moment, but first we're going to go to your phone calls. And by the way, Tom dropped off the line from last hour, the very end of the hour. He'd called in, and he started referencing something. According to my board op, he changed topics midstream into what I guess he was talking about last week, which is why I was confused, and because Mark and I were not here Wednesday.
Yes. He called in, and he has an issue with something going on in New Mexico with a photographer who's been fined by the government for refusing to take pictures at a gay wedding. And so we talked about that last week. And Tom seems pretty interested in what other people do with their own, you know, in their own bedrooms and, and with their own sexual parts. And so I was, looking forward to seeing what he had to say this week.
Well, I don't think that any photographer should be fined for that.
No, I think that was the general consensus. Yeah. You know, here in New Hampshire, we had a very similar thing when gay marriage was legalized, quote unquote, and people wanted the exception to not serve them. And I think that if someone didn't want to serve me, I don't think they should be forced to. And
I
think that, you know, if someone doesn't want to take pictures of gay weddings, then they shouldn't have to. But I think if I were,
I don't think it's okay, though.
Yeah,
right?
But I would want to know. I would certainly want to know that that person is.
I want to know who the bigots
views.
Are.
So exactly.
Yeah, I want to know who the businessmen bigots are, so I can avoid doing business with those people. So I find that information valuable.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I wouldn't prohibit them from doing business in the way that they think is best, even as bigoted as they might be. But I guess Tom revealed his bigoted tendencies within that phone call.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's sad. It's too bad. 855-453 makes me wonder about Tom, you know, because a lot of time the people who are
Tom's
protesting
been making people wonder for years.
Tom, you know, a lot of times those who protest the loudest are the ones that have something to hide.
Yeah, we also addressed that last week as well.
All right, 855-453. We go to Jim in Daytona, and I say, Tom, you know, come out of the closet. It's okay. There are people out there that care. You know, I don't have any problem with gay folks. In fact, most of them are very friendly, and I really enjoyed the relationships I've had with them.
I feel badly. I feel a sense of compassion to people who have hatred in their heart.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad to me.
Let's continue on here, Jim in Daytona. Listening online at TalkStream Live. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, a couple of things. The first one quickly. Dr. Walter Williams of George Mason University, he says that national debt, the actual national debt, is about $110 trillion.
And, okay. Is that without or with the unfunded liabilities?
Right, with the unfunded liabilities, which so, has to include that. It's like saying, well, my mortgage is only $20,000, but then I'm not going to tell you that I also have $100,000 in credit card debt. I mean, it has to be included. I called in on a local radio show a few months ago here in Daytona and brought this up to the show host, and he literally got violently angry and said, "I've seen the national debt clock, and the, you know, national debt is only $15
trillion." Sure,
I don't understand why this idea of the unfunded liabilities. I mean, everybody knows that there are some unfunded liability. The question is, how much are there? Mm. And when you look at these sort of dispassionate third parties that are saying it's over $100 trillion, everything goes off the charts then when you start figuring what the actual interest cost would be if we were actually funding those liabilities like we should be, what that would actually cost. And if this was done in a private business, you would go to jail for defrauding people. Because everybody right now that's paying into Social Security is being defrauded. Everybody paying into Medicare is being defrauded. I mean, in so many ways, the government, who put, you know, Bernard Madoff away, is millions of times worse than
doing the same thing, right? And,
Mark, did you have something you wanted?
Yeah, I want to make sure that people understand the difference in these terminologies here. Okay, so some people believe that there was no national debt under Clinton at one point because
there was a deficit.
There was a budget surplus at that point. And what a budget surplus is like is when you have $1,000 worth of debt every month and you made $1,100 that month, then you have $100 in your budget surplus. So, you know, you had a certain amount to pay off in the budget, and they actually had some money left over which went for debt service. The debt was tremendous under Clinton, and it has only grown exponentially. The $15 trillion number that we're talking about is the national debt as it exists today. This is the money and the principal and interest that we sort of owe and are paying on. Now, these unfunded liabilities,
I don't owe it.
Okay, fine. The United States government owes and is paying on as a stealing from you and
everybody else
to pay and is claiming your labor as their own, as their property. So these unfunded liabilities are things that don't exist in the world of debt in the sense that we're not paying interest on them. They're things that we must pay in the future. So
that the government has claimed to have an obligation to pay or is expecting to pay. But, of course, they really don't have any obligation whatsoever.
Right.
If things continue as they are expected, then the amount that will be paid will be the unfunded liabilities.
So, yeah, I mean, you've got these things out there like Social Security and Medicare payments that are going to have to go to old people in the future. And those things make up this, what, $120 trillion is what Walter Williams says?
Yeah, well, he says $110 trillion. But
fine.
The other thing that I'm going to add is that this does not include the individual states' unfunded liabilities.
Oh, yeah.
It also does not include private businesses' unfunded liabilities.
Well, right. We already know that states like Illinois and California are in a big, big financial bind right now because they're into actual debts of billions of dollars because they can't.
They've run out of money.
Right. They've run out of cash, and their operating expenses are more than they've got coming in.
So every one of these states is what you would call a mini Madoff scheme going on, and the government is the Madoff, and then all of the states are the mini Madoff, and then the juniors to the mini Madoffs are the individual corporations that, in many cases, don't fund their future pensions and other obligations properly as well.
So, Jim, what do you think is the solution? How about secession?
I'm with you. I mean, there's got to be something like that. Just shifting gears to a question, though, I started with Bitcoins just today. I opened up the Bitcoin wallet using the link from your website, and then I made my first foray into buying Bitcoin. So I took the $20. I just said, I'm going to start small and see how this goes. So I ended up down at a CVS store on a red telephone talking to somebody that sounded like they were in India.
Yep.
Working this out. And then I went back to the cash register and paid them what was $23.95. And then I got a $20 receipt. And then I came home and in my Bitcoin wallet were my Bitcoins for almost $20 in value, like $19 in some value. And I just want to confirm, did I do that right? Is that the way that it's
done? That's what I've done. I mean, you can do it different ways, right? So you could have gone to a bank and deposited money at the bank.
You had to give some information, right?
Yeah, that was my second question was they were asking me, what is your name, what is your address, what is your phone number, and that sort of made me concerned about the, you know, anonymous benefit of the Bitcoin.
You could have BS'd them if you'd wanted to, and they would not have had any way of verifying that information. But Mark says that when you go to a bank, I've yet to try this, because every time I ever want to get Bitcoins, banking hours are not happening. But you can apparently go to a bank, Mark, and just deposit money in an account.
Yeah, I didn't get asked for an ID.
So there are different ways to do it. But, you know, if you're on that red phone with the MoneyGram people, you could just, you know, you tell them John Smith if you wanted to, and they wouldn't know the difference. So I thank you for the call. Congrats on jumping into the Bitcoin world. Jim, I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I imagine he was using BitInstant. It sounded like he was. We can tell you a little bit more about them here in a little bit. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-sized smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-sized smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you've got some bitcoins, you want to send some our way. Even if it's 0.01 bitcoin, you can send it our way because bitcoin's cool like that. You can do that over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll get our address for the bitcoin tip jar, but you have to have bitcoins in order to send them. And if you would like to get some, you can do as our last caller did and go to bitinstant.com.
Yeah, what's one of the things that's really kind of interesting about bitcoins is it makes, because you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees, it makes it really easy to do micro payments.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to send, I don't know how it works, Ian, you do better than I do, how PayPal works, but if I wanted to send a dollar to somebody, to, you know, maybe somebody's running a fundraiser, if you can imagine, if you could just get, you know, a whole bunch of people to send you a dollar, which is really nothing to them.
PayPal will take at least 30 cents of that dollar.
Yeah, so it takes a large percentage of that dollar. Whereas if you wanted to send a dollar through, BitInstant, with Bitcoins, is all you have to do is send like 0.1 Bitcoins.
Yep.
And, you know, it goes over there and that's what they get. And so
they get all of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
They get all of it.
Do they? I thought that basically some transactions have a small, microscopic fee on it.
Nope. You can opt into a point, I think it was 0.01 last time I looked, a 0.01 Bitcoin transaction
fee. It was less than that. But.
It might be less than that now. It used to be 0.01 when Bitcoin was not worth as much. Now you can, whatever the amount is, it's a very small amount, but that's an opt-in. You don't have to do that. That goes to, like, support the Bitcoin network or something like that. But that's not required.
So if you want to get Bitcoins, and I think it's a great idea what the gentleman who just called in is doing, is get some Bitcoins and add a little bit every week. It's relatively easy to do. And you don't have to go through MoneyGram, which is at the CVS and the 7-Elevens and Walmarts and places like that. You can go through banks, just major banks, drop in there, get a deposit number from BitInstant.com, drop into the major bank, put some money in an account. You don't have to give any information, and they'll be in your wallet, like he said, when you get back. It's BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries. BitInstant.com.
So, coming up here tonight, we've got all kinds of interesting things to tell you about, including a Dove dinner getting a man in trouble. Nemi will explain what that means. But I've been mentioning that The Onion had some commentary about last night's debate, and here it is from TheOnion.com. Nation tunes in to see which sociopath more likable this time. Hempstead, New York. According to reports, millions of viewers across the country were expected to tune in to tonight's town hall-style presidential debate. Obviously, this was published yesterday. At Hofstra University in order to determine which complete and utter sociopath they find more likable this time around. I'm very curious to see which one of these two clinically sociopathic individuals will present the most convincing and authentic approximation of an actual human conscience tonight, said Cincinnati area voter Miranda Herrick, age 40, adding that both candidates, like all successful politicians, were undeniably skilled at such calculated artifice. I think whoever is able to best manipulate me into thinking they experience normative emotional states such as empathy and regret will probably have my vote come November. So I'm excited to see what happens.
That's great.
It's funny. Here on the show at one point I said it's our quadrennial event of pick your favorite sociopath. So, I think that this is a great joke and they're taking it so much farther.
The debate figures to be especially important for undecided voters, 91% of whom said in a pre-debate poll that they were still waiting for one sociopath to win them over with the perfect combination of superficial charm, diluted grandeur, and pathological lying. According to polls, viewer consensus following the first debate suggested Mitt Romney had performed a far more convincing impersonation of someone with real feelings and a capacity for human compassion. Voters praised the former governor's ability to conceal his complete social disconnection and underlying hostility behind a wall of colloquial rhetoric and an approximation of warmth. They described as much more realistic than Obama's. Last debate, Romney was a great sociopath, said Florida voter Jeff Yu, age 28, who remarked that the Republican candidate's impressive ability to simulate the appearance of caring had improved markedly since the beginning of the campaign. He looked very comfortable and confident up there, even against a seasoned sociopath like Obama. He really helped me ignore the reality that to him, as to any politician, social interaction is nothing but a never-ending game of deception and psychological subterfuge, the only object of which is personal gain.
Wow.
Following Obama's...
Teething.
Yeah. Following Obama's noticeable hesitancy during the first debate, many of his supporters expressed worry that he was struggling to affect emotional normalcy with the same single-minded cunning and feigned humanity he exhibited in 2008. They agreed the pressure is now on the president to show that he has not forgotten how to callously manipulate the American public into thinking he is anything at all like them. I want to see the same beguiling sociopath who 4 years ago conned me into believing his psyche was somehow differently wired from every other charming sociopathic politician who'd ever lived, said Obama supporter Phoebe Greenwald, age 48, or 43. What happened to all his seemingly earnest, though of course meticulously contrived rhetoric about hope and change that made us all like him and think he was in some way psychologically healthy and well-adjusted, which of course no human being in the history of modern politics ever has been? Obama just needs to do what sociopathic Vice President Joe Biden did last week, Greenwald added. I mean, he masterfully out-sociopathed Paul Ryan, which is no easy task, believe me. No matter the outcome of tonight's debate, sources agree that the most talented sociopath will likely be elected in November, and depending on what kind of support he might receive from like-minded sociopaths in Congress, will then spend the next 4 years satisfying his malformed brain's ceaseless thirst for power and glory.
That just about sums it up.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
I wonder what it would be like.
I love The Onion.
If you could get your family to read this, you know, like the people in your life that don't.
The Republican
quite,
or Democrats in your family?
Yeah, the people that don't quite get it when it comes to the liberty movement. I mean, I think that they'll be amused by and largely agree with what they see,
right.
At least about the other candidate.
Yeah. I wonder about that.
Because
that's a good question.
You can easily convince a Christian that, you know, Zeus and Athena are not real.
Yeah, but not
their daddy. And you can easily convince a Democrat that a Republican is a sociopath. But I don't know. Are you going to be able to convince the Democrat that the Democrat is a sociopath?
Or the Republican that the Republican? I don't know. Maybe they could see it in the moment that they read the article, but then at the end they might just go back to telling themselves, well, we've got to have one of them, so we better have so-and-so.
Lesser of two evils.
Oh, well, I understand completely why somebody would make whatever choice when it comes. I don't care what choice you make on election day when it comes to which vote you put your put in the column. I think the best thing that you can do is vote for the Libertarian candidate, because if we can get enough people to vote for the Libertarian candidate, it will make it seem like a third party is possible in the United States, and there might be another choice.
That's a pipe dream, Mark.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying is the best use of your infinitesimally small a vote, but, other than that.
I'll be voting principal this time around. I'll be voting for none of the above, which I will now have the ability to do, as will all New Hampshire voters.
How's that?
Thanks to the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a brand new political organization that was formed a couple months ago here in Keene. Daryl Perry, who is...
How many signatures did it take to get you guys on the ballot?
You will not be on the ballot. It will have to be a write-in vote.
Oh, I see. So I could vote for Captain America.
But No. But the Captain America does not count as a no to vote. The Liberty Party, New Hampshire Liberty Party, has actually succeeded, as we understand it, in making it so votes for no to will be counted. I can explain how it works here in a moment.
I got to hear this.
855.
Sounds like another cockamamie activist.
453. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. If you support secession like I do, how can you vote for anybody for president? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years.
Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there waiting for you. freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, those features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. Chat room built into the same page. You can go there and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show or even after the show. It's there at all times. Over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. Everybody's looking to get ammunition, and they've got the ammunition that you need at manventureoutpost.com, and they've got it at the best price. They've got all kinds of outdoor gear, and they've got the name brands. And like I said, the best price. Really, this is the thing I want to stress about ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're interested in outdoor gear or you have somebody in your life that is, this is the place to go. You're going to get the best prices. You're going to get the name brands. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and operated, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. This is a big percentage when it comes to the really tiny margins that they have at ManVentureOutpost.com, because that's what they, that's how they make their living. So, they sell it the best prices to you. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL for the 5% off. ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL.
All right. So we're talking about writing in none of the above as an option for president, which is something that New Hampshire voters will have the ability to do, and they should have their votes counted. Now, Mark, you said, isn't that the same as writing in Mickey Mouse or Captain America? And no, the answer is that it is not the same. If you write in Captain America on the ballot in New Hampshire, I don't know about the rest of the country, but your vote will not be counted. There will be what they will, or it won't be tabulated, I guess, or it will not be reported in any way, shape, or form. You could not ask the voting, the Secretary of State afterwards, how many votes were cast for Captain America? They will not calculate that information. Basically, there are certain write-in candidates who are essentially certified as write-in candidates, and then there's everyone else. So when they're calculating write-in votes, they calculate the certified people. They actually tally their numbers. But if your candidate hasn't gone through a process of being a certified write-in candidate, and Captain America has not, nor has Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck, so therefore all those other write-in votes are basically...
Who the hell would vote for Donald Duck?
They're basically calculated as other. So there's no way to get that information. So what's happened is the...
Duck has an anger management problem.
I guess you're right about
that. All you have to do is watch that guy. I mean, he's out of control.
So anyway, the New Hampshire Liberty Party at nh-liberty.info has been formed just within the last 2 months here. It's got almost 100 likes on Facebook at this point. And hopefully we'll see it be the fastest growing third party in New Hampshire at some point. It may already be. But basically the idea is, and I hope I can explain this, it's from Daryl Perry's post. We've had Daryl on the show a few times as co-host here, so longtime listeners might be aware of who he is. But basically what happened is we've officially nominated a presidential ticket of Dale Nota Everett. Because in New Hampshire, you can have a nickname on the ballot. So, you know, you could be Mark, whatever nickname you want, Angry Man, Edgington.
Slippery Lid.
At that point. And so you can pretty much put whatever you want within those quotes. So Dale Everett, who's the host of Flaming Freedom, is on as the presidential candidate. And Emberly McCullough is the host of Voluntary Values. She's on as the vice presidential candidate. And their nicknames are Nota for Dale Everett. So Dale Nota Everett, N-O-T-A being none of the above. And then Emberly's nickname is Liberty. So Emberly Liberty McCullough.
So let me get this
anyone
straight.
That votes for N-O-T-A or Liberty or Emberly or, you know, Dale Everett. Anyone who votes for any of those things will have their vote tallied for none of the above.
Didn't you run for office with a nickname, none of the above?
Mine was Nobody. Mine was going Nobody. To be Vote for Nobody, Ian Nobody.
And they
my
wouldn't
legal
let
last name.
You do that?
That's right. They wouldn't. They disqualified me from the ballot. And actually, they unregistered me to vote after that, which was great. I'm glad they did, because I then re-registered to vote under the name Ian Freeman. So it actually ended up working out.
So
you can't just go and unregister to vote. Just so you know, if you go and try to walk in, at least here in New Hampshire, if you try to walk into the city clerk's office and say, yeah, I'd like to unregister to vote. I'd like to have my name removed from the voter's rolls. They'll tell you to go take a walk.
So if you go and...
Wow, really?
Yeah, you can't do it. Russell Canning tried to do it years ago.
Interesting. Yeah.
So if you go to the voting booth, it is, I'm just trying to get this clear.
Yeah.
Now, it's a write-in registration that you guys have done. It's not an actual voter registration because your names won't be on the ballot, right?
That's correct. Names will not be on the ballot.
Now, what if I go and I write none of the above in?
I don't know if that will count.
So Nota
is what
you have to write.
What you would have to write.
I see. So how are you going to get together all the people that might vote none of the above and tell them that Nota is the way that they're going to have
to vote? It's just going to have to be word of mouth. I mean, we put the word out over at nh-liberty.info, also freekeen.com. It's been blogged about there. But, you know, if the word gets around then and people want to, they can actually vote the principled choice, and that is none of the above. Then they can feel good about casting their vote in the presidential election. If they're not feeling good about voting for Gary Johnson because he's just not principled enough, or if, like me, you're a secessionist and you don't consent to the federal government, this might be a good way to register kind of a protest against the whole concept in the first place. So that's what's happening here, and I think it's an interesting development.
I think it's better to, because one state's votes don't really matter to the national news. You might as well put your votes behind the Libertarian candidate, because then you'll get a bigger percentage. And if people actually believe the Libertarian candidate could win, more people would vote for
him. I've voted for years for the Libertarian candidate, and they've never gotten a bigger percentage.
I understand.
Just saying.
No year has been like this year.
My one vote for Nota isn't going to make a big difference in the Libertarians' vote column either.
I hear you. It's not going to, but the more people that vote for Nota, the fewer people that will vote for the Libertarian.
I'm not saying you can vote for Nota anywhere but New Hampshire.
Right.
If you vote for Nota anywhere else, it will not be counted because no one's gone. There is no whatever Liberty Party in your
this
state.
This is, after all, a vote for the President of the United States. And if your candidate isn't on the ballot in, you know, at least 40-something states, then you don't really have a candidate.
No, it's a protest vote all the way. Let's go to Bill. He's in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Oh, hi, guys. Just a little comical note, I guess, on the subject of none of the above. Back in the 70s, so it went in San Francisco, there was a certain gay activist, and it was a guy, and he wore a nun's habit, and he went by Sister Boom Boom. And for a certain election, he actually went through a name change to become None of the Above.
That's hilarious.
And it would have gone through because I think it was about the first time that anything like that had been tried. And so he tested the legal system, and so they couldn't really find any way to deny him that name change. Unfortunately for him, he couldn't get it done in time to be printed on the ballot. But he would have been there.
That's hilarious. Where was this? What state was that?
It was in California. It was in San Francisco back in the 70s.
Wow.
It reminds me of that guy. It reminds me of the guy in Austria that fought a big court battle in order to be able to take a driver's license picture with a colander on his head because he was of the Pastafarian religion, which is worshippers of the flying spaghetti
that
monster.
Is fantastic.
Did he win?
Yeah, he did.
Ah, it's good.
There's a picture of him out there. Go look for Austrian colander, and you will find out at a Google image search, and you'll find this guy with a colander to the side of his head.
Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind?
No, that was all I could say.
Appreciate the call, sir. Thanks for making it tonight. Let's continue. Kelvin's on the line, on the Amp Line. Hey, Kelvin, in Colorado.
Hey, hi, Nelly, Ian, and Mark.
Hey, evening. What's on your mind tonight?
On this voting for None of the Above or what have you, I'd like to weigh in on that. I was a big Ron Paul supporter, and the way the Republican apparatus treated him angers me so much, and I'm so bitter about these guys that I'd like to see the Ron Paul people switch and vote for Gary Johnson. And the point is that if enough people vote for Gary Johnson, that the media will report his vote. And if the election is so close that those people would have affected,
we'll bring you back here in a moment because I'm interested in, I don't know, the question about whether the media would report Gary Johnson and at what point would they. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-7106. That's 1-800-945-7106. 1-800-945-7106. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever's on your mind, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Once again, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features we give away to you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. And that's just not going to happen. Mark, you were talking with one of the guys that we met at the talk radio convention the other day because they were pitching to us some, you know, revolutionary new system to deliver your archives to people. Of course, we're on SoundCloud, and we're pretty darn happy with SoundCloud, so it would have to been a really good pitch. And they basically pitched you on, well, if you want to come on with us, we can lock up your archives and make it so no one can access them unless they pay you. And, that's not the way we do business, so we're not going to be changing to their offer. Because Free Talk Live has had archives for free since day one, since before podcasting even existed, since before podcasting was even the gleam in the inventor's eye. Free Talk Live has had MP3 archives online and free to download, so those are going to remain free, and you can get as many of you as you want over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give all that away, then you might want to do some shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then just do the shopping as you normally would, and feel good because you're getting a great deal because it's Amazon. Huge selection. Used items, even. And you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time, because when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. So shop.freetalklive.com.
This is true on Amazon gift cards, too.
And that's right.
So you can give them to, you know, if you can't figure out what gift you want to give your beautiful friends and family this year, you can give gift cards.
Let's go back to Kelvin in Colorado. You're saying vote for Gary Johnson. Why again?
Because if Gary Johnson gets enough votes so that it's perceived that he tipped the election one way or another, then it shows that the third party people had an effect.
What percentage do you think would it take for Gary Johnson to actually show up on mainstream media voting results?
3 to 5%. And typically, I think the Libertarians get like 1% or something
Not
like that.
Not even. The Libertarian Party back in 1980 received 1% of the vote with Ed Clark, which is their most popular candidate of all time. Ever since then, they haven't even really come close. I think Harry Brown pulled like 600,000 at one point. So like half a percentage maybe is basically what they've been getting as of recent times. They thought they were going to do better with Bob Barr in 2008 by watering down the message of liberty. Bob Barr did not do in any statistically significant amount better than Harry Brown. So it remains to be seen how Gary Johnson will play out. You'd like to think that the more social media becomes popular, that the more likely it is that people will actually vote for the Libertarian candidate. And social media is certainly more popular today than it was in 2008, but it didn't help Bob Barr, but then again, he was Bob Barr, and that could have been...
That didn't help him either.
Yeah, that could have been the biggest problem there, considering he didn't even know what... He wouldn't know liberty if it smacked him in the face, which, of course, Liberty wouldn't do, because Liberty would not aggress. But my point being, I hope you're right. I hope that there is some point at which the mainstream media would report a Libertarian candidate's vote totals, but I agree with Nemi. I think that it would be a much higher percentage, because otherwise they'll just pretend like it was just not important, whoever that...
Right.
Like, if it was if it was 10% that voted for Gary Johnson, they would just report that Mitt Romney won with 40% of the vote, or something like that.
But wouldn't that make actual news, and wouldn't somebody reporting that be, like, breaking something that's important and not... Or is that just assuming too much?
I think that's assuming
really
too much.
Considering the ridiculous effort they went through to ignore Ron Paul and the huge amount of support that Ron Paul had, it would not surprise me if they ignored Gary Johnson right on up to getting 15% of the vote.
Well, they'd have to. They couldn't do that with Ross Perot. I mean, at some point that they couldn't avoid it. And where did the rest of the percentages go? You know,
they'll just let you ask that question. They'll just report the two main players.
Into the plus minus.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Margin of
error. If it's close enough that people start looking at the factors of what could have swung it one way or another way,
that's a good point.
I may just be being cynical, Calvin,
and you might be absolutely right. I don't know.
Also, one thing, the biggest news in third partydom in a couple of decades was Ralph Nader got 500 and something votes in Florida, and, what's his name? Al Gore lost by 137. Mm-hmm. Ralph Nader cost Al Gore the election. So, I mean, if there's, and that was 500 votes, Ian. That's a significantly less than, 1% point of the popular vote in Florida. So, it's quite possible that your votes, and as far as the Libertarian candidate, can make some difference on the news.
Everything all right there, Kelvin?
Yeah, my GPS is just talking to me. So anyway, that would be good if it had to come out that why this happened, or a little analysis of Ron Paul voters were disenfranchised, and look what happened. They went for Gary Johnson, and they might have cost this guy or that guy the election, and maybe we should pander more to the Liberty people.
You are a dreamer, Kelvin, and maybe you'll be right. We'll see what happens here in a few weeks, and
you're
I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Ron Paul, this is a question I have never looked into. How many people voted for him in the primary/caucuses?
Oh, I couldn't give you that number.
I bet there's somebody out there who could. I bet that there's some, Ron Paul person who's run those numbers and they've, paid attention every single time to what the totals were. I bet you it was a million. I'm just going to say it was probably a million people.
A million? Okay.
What do you think? You think that's realistic?
I don't know.
I mean, he had a lot of support. There were a lot of people turning out to support him at various different campaign events and such. Obviously, there were Republican primaries, so Democratic supporters would probably not have been able to vote for him in most cases.
Well, Ron Paul came in, what was it? Was it second? Or
he was number one, wasn't he?
In New Hampshire
on the Democrat ticket.
On the Democrat ticket, no, he was second behind Barack Obama.
I wasn't including Obama.
Yes, but wasn't he second in New Hampshire?
Yes, he was. If you include Obama, he was second.
But on both tickets, did he come in second on both?
Ooh, I don't know. He did very well in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, he did better as far as vote totals than any other state, as far as I understand. So, you know, just to say, but the point I was making, though, is that if there are a million people who voted for Ron Paul, if Gary Johnson can crack the million vote threshold, I think that'll be some I think that'll be some proof that Kelvin is right and that Ron Paul voters turned and voted instead for Gary Johnson rather than casting a vote for one of the two major
parties. Well, Gary Johnson's a lot more palatable than Bob Barr was. I mean, Bob Barr was just your average Republican. Gary Johnson is a very fiscally conservative Republican and rather socially liberal, so he fits the definition of sort of...
The dude wore a peace t-shirt in the zombie ad.
Yeah, a sort of a mainstream libertarian. I mean, you know, he fits that criteria. Is he a principled libertarian? By no means is he, but so what? There are, you know, he's certainly not the first or last candidate, Ron Paul included, who ran in for the Libertarian, I think, in 1988, that was not completely a principled libertarian candidate. And I think the people that, you know, want to slice that piece of cheese that thin, well, fine, that's their vote. They should do what they want, but it just doesn't seem worth it to me.
All right, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That'll be the indicator for me. If he can crack a million votes, that'll be a big deal. Libertarian Party hasn't done that, I don't think, since 1980. That'll really show that he's had an impact.
I think it'll show you, and I think it'll show people who are watching, but it won't show up in the mainstream media.
No, I agree with that. I think they're going to do everything they can, as they usually do, to keep Gary Johnson and Jill Stein and all of the other third-party candidates out of the mainstream media as much as possible.
There can only be two.
I presume Jill Stein has been released from jail, but I have not seen that news. I was kind of looking around for it. I imagine she has. Likely her supporters bailed her out, but she was arrested last night at the debates.
It gives me an idea, Nimi. Instead of this, you know, incessant debating that goes on, three different debates and this voting thing where everybody gets disenfranchised, why don't we just give them swords and let them fight it out and like the Superdome, and the one that manages to lop the other one's head off
it's
is
like
the winner.
Celebrity death match?
Yeah, like there can be only one. That would be really awesome.
By the way, I got the numbers here from Wikipedia of former Libertarian Party presidential candidates.
Nice.
Harry Brown hit 0.5% back in 1996 with 485,000 votes. His turnout was actually lower in 2000, where he only hit 0.36 with 384,000 votes. Badnarik in 2004 got 397,000. Bob Barr up to 523,000 in 2008. And Bob Barr had the benefit of all the social media and, you know, the internet more so than Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik did in 2000 or 2004. More coming up. Hour 3 is next.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.